Assalamualaikum, sweetest friends. This shir is a continuation of the previous shir, where b'siyata d'shmaya we saw the letters of Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Yosef Dov, his father, and his brother, a little Arila at the time, was Mechadish Shechidish in the Rambam, that wasn't accepted by his big brother and his father, but nevertheless, very impressive that a 10-year-old had such an original and profound thought process. And now we are going to continue Siyata Dishmaya, where we left off. We saw that Shitas HaRambam is that a Chovah B'Yisrael, if a goy wounds a Jew, is chayav misav al eino nerag. Shit saram is that ben noach is nerag only for zayin mitzvahs, not in other mitzvahs that he's chayav in, like for example not being choyvel a Jew. And this is not only gabi choyvel, also if he learns Torah, he keeps Shabbos, is chayav misav al eino nerag. What's the beer of this din? So this is Rav Yosha Ber speaking. He says that Shitas HaRambam maybe is as follows. Perek tes halachat Yidala, the Rambam writes that the mitzvah of dinim is that we are mechuyev ladun lemisa, anybody who's over on the Zayin mitzvahs. And the gamlech kayim chiyuv misasim, to judge them to death and then to put them to death. It would appear that the chalos shem dinim that ben Noach are musarim alav, that ben Noach are forewarned to have dinim, it's not only that they're mechuyev lahoshiv beizdin, and to judge B'nai Noach to be mechayiv the Misa when necessary, but that the Etzim Kiyom HaMisa should also be only Yaliday Dayanim, Misha Mitzis Dinim. And in the Halach of Dinim it was said that B'nai Noach Ne'aragim Rag Yaliday Din V'dayin. And in the Etzim Misis Ben Noach is a Kiyom of Dinim. And therefore the Rambam holds that the whole Halach of Dinim was said only on the Sheva Mitzvahs, and not in other Chiyuvei Misa. Like an Akum Sheshavas that kept Shabbos, it was Chov Yisrael v'chadoyme. And therefore, even though he's Chayiv Misa, nevertheless, he's not Renarag. That's not part of his obligation of Dinim. It's only Dinim on the Zayin mitzvahs, but not the other ones that he has to keep. Like Shabbos and the like, Shabbos and Chov B'Yisrael and not learning Torah. And therefore, you can't have a Din and a Dayan, and therefore there's no death. You need a din and a dayin, but here there is no din and dayin because it's not one of the Sheva mitzvahs. So that's pshat. He's chayav misa, but you don't kill him. That's the mahalach of Yosef Dov. He concludes, v'hinini mechake l'das ovi hagoin shlito shalachem, and then he signs his first two names. And here you have the answer of his father, of hagoin Rav Moshe Zatzal. This was written on Wednesday, the second day of Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, in the year 1927. He writes, B'nei Yekiri Moreinu HaRav Yosef Dov HaLevi, Nero Yoyo, Mechtovcha La'arela Im HaChidushei Torah Kibalna B'moyed, your letter to Arela, in other words, his little brother Aaron, who was 10 years old, with the Chidushei Torah, he received. And Rabbi Sisanagdi Mitvorecha Hane'imim V'Amesukim, I really enjoyed your pleasant and sweet words. Chein, chein, l'chal dvarecha. Thank you so much for what you wrote. Hame'irim mamish es ha'inayim. Your words literally lighten up the eyes. Okay, so that's the affection that the father showed for his great son. So proud of him, I'm sure. And now we get to the Divrei Torah. מסוררתי בריי לדבריך דאחי ובמיסה בגרומה של רציחה וכדומה בידי אודם. As we saw in the previous year, Yashaber wanted to say that the chi ובמיסה בגרומה של רציחה is בידי אדם, just the chi ובמיסה is בידי שמיים. But the chi ובמיסה is בידי אדם. And I want to bring a raya for that. Because the Rambam paskins in the Hilchos Malachim 9:4, if a Jew kills a roidev, that he could have avoided killing him by just shooting at one of his legs, by stopping him with one of his limbs. But nevertheless, he killed him when it wasn't necessary. He's not Nerag Bebeistin. And the Raivid is Masig from Avnir. To prove that if Harag Roidev Shechel Atzil Becha Mevarav is Nerag Bebeistin. That's the Raivid's Kasha from Avnir. What is he referring to? We know that Asael was running after Avnir to kill him. Avnir defended himself and killed Asael. And then comes along Yoav and kills Avnir as a revenge. And Yoav claims, when they were judging him, that he killed Avner, that Avner was Chayiv Mis, even though Asol was a Roidev. Because he could have killed Asol, the Echad Meivarav. He could have shot Asol, he could have stopped Asol from killing him. Avner could have stopped Asol, the Echad Meivarav. Oibazoi, since he could have stopped him, the Echad Meivarav, and he actually killed him. That's why Avner was Chayiv Misa. That's why that's Yoav's Taina. But the Divrei HaRambam, it's not a taina. Because you're not chayv misa when you could have stopped him be'echad neivar. So I thought, says Hagoyin Rav Moshe Zatzal, and afterwards I found this in the Mishnah Lamelech, that Yoav was a goyel adam, like we see in the Sugin Sanhedrin, page 49. And all of these who are chayv misa, let's say someone is Chayiv Misa, but he's not actually killed. If the Gaol Hadam kills him, Ein Lo Damim, then he has no blood. The Gaol Hadam is not guilty for killing someone who's Chayiv Misa. But the law is that the Beis Din doesn't kill him, so if the Gaol Hadam kills him, Ein Lo Damim, the Gaol Hadam is off the hook. Because he's the Gaol Adam, and this person's Chayiv Misa. And we see in the Sugya and Makis, Avtes, also the Rambam Paskin Tazai, Roit Seach 5:7, and 6:5, that even before Gemar Din, and even Bishkag Karv Lemezid, if the Gaol Adam kills the Roit Seach, even if the person was Roit Seach B'shege, Karv Lemezid, and even if there's no Gemar Din, Ein Loi Damim. But even be'ed echad, the goyel adam can kill the ritzeach. He says, "Lo yechamer mihari b'lo kavana." We shouldn't be more strict than someone who kills b'lo kavana. Just like if he kills b'shkaga, in hargo goyel adam ein lo damin. So if he kills be'ed echad, but it doesn't. What does the Rambam mean? Eid Echad is no ne'amanis b'chol ha'Torah kula. That's the general rule of Eid Echad. He's no ne'amanis. Ma pitom that the Goyel Adam is allowed to kill the Ratzach based on Eid Echad. And also, what's this has to do with Shaloi b'kavana? Mazik ha'shul the Shaloi b'kavana. That he can kill the Ratzach Shaloi b'kavana. What does Eid Echad have to do with Shaloi b'kavana? B'kvar hisig olav ha'raivit. Rabbit's already bothered by the Rambam. So the answer is, and this is Pashut, that this Eid Echad is Eidus Miyuchedes. Eidus Miyuchedes means you have two Eidim, they can't see each other. They see the event from different vantage points, and normally it's good Eidus, except by Nefashis. And by Nefashis, they're believed as far as being Machnis Lekipov, where you put him in a cell and give him some bread, water, and barley so his stomach bursts. So Nefashis, one eight is Naman Linyan Kippa. And therefore the Rambam holds that also Linyan Goyal Adam. Eid Echad is Naman. And that's what he writes. That's just like Beishogeg Dino Begalis. Im Hargo Goyal Adam Eloi Damim. So too in these dinim that Machnisim Oysel Kippa. If the Goyal Adam kills him, Eloi Damim. So it's talking about Eidus Miuchedes, and if it's Eidus Miuchedes, so then he's got Machnis Amal to the Kippah. And in such a case, Ein Lo Damim. Just like Dina Begalasim Hagugol Adam Ein Lo Damim, so too if you're Machnis in the Kippah, Ein Lo Damim. And it's Kemat Mavur like this in the case of Mishnah over there. And therefore, we can say that if he's Chayav Misa, even if the dim kiyum misa goes away, but he's still chayav misa. Nevertheless, for this, as far as the gal adam is concerned, all you need is a chiyuv misa, since we don't require a gemar din. You just need a chiyuv. And this applies to those who have a din galus and kippah. And therefore, they couldn't judge Yoav because Yoav was a Goel Adam. We see in the Sugya, like I said before in Sanhedrin, that Yoav was a Goel Adam, and he was a valid Goel Adam for Asael. And therefore, he had a good Taina. He says that Avner was Chayav Misa. So there's no din kiyum Misa by Avner because Asel was a Roidev, but there was a din chiyuv Misa. Why was there a chiyuv misa? Because he killed Asol when he could have just been matzav echad nevarav. So the Rambam is correct when he says that if a person can be matzo bechad nevarav einu nerag bebeistin, and the Ravid is masik from Avner, because he says, look, he is, because that's how Yoav was going to kill Avner. That's what Yoav claimed when he killed Avner, that Avner was chayav misa. But the divrei Rambam, he wasn't. The answer is no. That he wasn't Chayv Misa Bebezdin, but he was Chayv Misa Mitzad Gol Adam. Avner was Chayv Misa Mitzad Gol Adam. The Gol Adam had the right to kill him. Just like the Gol Adam has the right to kill somebody who's Machnis and also the keeper when it goes to Golis, when he kills Bishogeg. So to the Gol Adam had the right to kill Yoav. In other words, Yoav had the right to kill Avner, excuse me. Because Yoav is the Gol Adam. Normally, Yachal Hatzel Bechem Evarav is not Nerag Bebeistin, but he is Nerag Alidei Gol Adam. And that's what Yov's Taina was, that he, I'm the Gol Adam, you're from Allah to kill you. So there was a Chi of Misa here. Even though it wasn't to be carried out, but there was a Chiyuv Misa. And therefore, Al Tzgol Hadam, Yoav had the right to kill Avner. So this is only Shaykh, the Chiyuv Misa is Bidei Adam. Hashem can't have Tzcholos Tim Misa Bidei Shemaim, like every Misa Bidei Shemaim, Shekol HaTorah, Mel Tzad Shaykh, the Din of Gol Hadam. So from the fact that Yoav could carry it out, it must be a Din Bidei Adam. It's exactly that, like Rav Yashaber wanted to say, that someone's chayav misa, be grama shel ritzicha, Chadayme, it's a chiyuv misa bidei adam. And that's why Avner was chayev misa bidei adam. There was no kiyum misa bidei adam. The Beis Din isn't going to kill him because Asol was a rodef. But there's a chiyuv misa bidei adam. And the Mele Yov had a good taina when he said, I have the right to kill him. So that's all only works if... The chiyuv misa is bidei adam. Then the right they've had. Then the gal adam is the right to take him out. But if the chalois di misa is bidei shemayim, then what right does the gal adam have to take him out? From the fact that the gal adam could take it out, and so from the fact that Yoav could kill Avner, it must be that there's a taka chiyuv misa bidei adam. And therefore, the rav is right. That is a chiyuv misa. Like by Gram and other cases, where there's no Kiyum Misa, this is the Chiyum Misa, it's Bidei Adam. Just don't carry it out. There's no Kiyum Bidei Adam, it's the Chiyum Bidei Adam. However, Rambam's still not so glad. Because Sugya Sanhedrin and Avmef tests, we see that. Still, the Rambam isn't perfect because in the Sugya Sanhedrin of Daf Tes we see that Yoav, that Avner could have saved himself. Echad meivarav shel asel. And that's why Yoav killed asel. That's why Yoav killed Avner lechatchila. But the Din Goyal Adam before the Gemar Din in Bishkaga is only if he kills Ein Lo Dami, but not Lechatchila. Only if Yatzer Meklato he can kill Lechatchila. So how do we see in the Sugya that Yoav is Dan Avner Din Sanhedrin Vahu Lechatchila? Wasn't Lechatchila at all. According to what Soloveitchik is, Rabbi Yashaber is saying, it's Lechatchila, but you don't see in the Sugya it's Lechatchila at all. So it's not, the Raya we brought is not a Raya. In Ashitza Rambam, Ratzeach 5:3, is Yisrael that killed the Gertosha Bishkaga Goyla. And in 2:11, he paskins if he kills him to Zodin, Ein or Nara. We have to understand what would be the din of the Goal Adam. Because the din of the Goal Adam, we also have by Bnei Noach, like we see in Malachim 10:1. And since his din is that he goes to Golas, Mimel is also the din of Goal Adam. Shimhago Ein Lo Adam, Kamo Kola Golem. Maybe we can say no. But the din kol adam is only where beritzicha bezader nivichayv misa midin shkaga is golav niftar mimisa. But Israel will kill the gertosh of bishkaga that even bezader is not chayv misa. The chol is din. There's only din of galus. There's no din kol adam. The kol adam is not allowed to take him out. Now if we say by gertosh is the din kol adam like all of the golim. It would appear that Zadon is no less than Shkaga, and also the Zadon. The din should be Shimhargu Gol Adamin Lo Damin. Because Bechol Harig Bishkaga, Gam Bishkaga Karv Lemezid. That Galus isn't enough of a punishment for him, and therefore he doesn't go to Galus. The din there is that there's a din of Gol Adam. So too by Zadon should be a din of Gol Adam. Im hargula ena in lo danim. So Memela, that should be the din by Yisrael Sharagi Atosha, Bizadin like Shkag in both cases, Ein Lo Damim. They call Adam, allowed to take him out? It's like by Shkag carved Zadon, he's allowed to take him out. So too by Mezid Mamish, he's allowed to take him, the call Adam is allowed to take out the Hori. So also by it in Yisrael, Shargi Atosha Bizadim from Abishkaga. It should be a din of Gaol Adam when Yisrael kills the Gertosha. So the lesson of the Rambam, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph, is that if Yisrael killed a Ger Toshav, Eino Nerag Alav Beis Din, so it's Mashma, Beis Chayav Misa. Just Eino Neragim Beis Din. Because if Mishnah brings like that from the Mechilta, the truth is the Rambam Paskins in Rotzeach 5:5, and if a person kills a Ger Toshav B'Shogi, he goes to Galus, so it's Mashma that he's Chayav B'Dei Shemayim. If there's no Chayav Misa B'Dei Shemayim, you know Din Galus, only because Zadon is a chiyuv, Nisa. And in the Kiyum, there's a din of Einon Erag Bebeis Din. That's why we say there's Galus Begir Toshav. You see that he's Taka Chayiv Nisa Bidei Adam. That's why there's Galus. So we see that there is a chiyuv misa bidei adam. If someone kills a ger toshav, there's no chiyuv; it's not carried out. But there's no kiyum, but there's a chiyuv. It's not carried out, but there is a chiyuv. And that was what Rav Yashaber wanted to say: that the chiyuv misa begrama shel ritzicha v'chadayim hu bidei adam. And when there's a chi of misa, which isn't actually carried out, but that chi of misa is bidei adam. And that's why someone kills a ger toshav. It's taka chi of misa bidei adam. And that's why there's a shayach galus. It's also mashman the Rambam who says that if a Jew kills a ger toshav, ain't on erag galus. There is a chi of misa. That stems with the Rav Yashaber was saying that chiyuv misa, but gram shel ritzicha v'chadayme, and you don't actually carry it out, but there's a chiyuv misa. It's taka chiyuv misa bidei adam, not bidei shamayim. There's no kiyum, but there's a chiyuv. So there's obviously a ton more to say about this sugya, and in the meantime, we're zochet to see lights from this sukkah. Wow. Hopefully we'll be zochet to continue. Shalom, shalom. Thank you for listening.